Dave Calloway, Stacy Cole. Calloway on the rise. We would love to welcome to the airwaves somebody that we completely geek out over because we watch them all the time.
Oh, yes, we do.
Going into their third season on Comedy Central, it's Key and Peele. What's up?
Good morning.
Oh, man.
Morning, guys.
What? You guys.
Why are you guys awake? What's your deal?
What? Yeah, good question. No, because we wanted to talk to Dave and Stacy. What are you? Are you kidding me?
Well, yeah, that was a dumb question.
Well, I just don't picture creative minds like yourself waking up until at least, I don't know, 1 in the afternoon, something like that.
Oh, no, no. Yeah. We do. I would say we do our most creative work in the morning.
Yeah?
It takes a lot of creativity to figure out how I'm going to get out of the house or get that coffee into Jordan's mouth. You know, that's like...
right.
There you go.
I'm the one that sleeps in, yeah.
Yeah.
He gets early riot.
Yeah, and I'm not shocked by that at all because, as you all will know, if you watch Key and Peele, that you'll know no, one's maybe a little bit more hyper than the other.
Just a skosh.
Yeah, that's fair.
Man. So you guys know.
He does things like exercise, yeah.
Exercise?
What? What's that?
Yeah, he eats power bars, exercises, and walks his dogs all before I even wake up. It's
yeah.
crazy.
Yeah, it
I'm
is.
Like the U.S. Army, yeah.
Oh, you know, people like that drive me nuts. Just stay in bed and sleep, would you?
Come on. Yeah.
You
guys getting into
it. Okay, I'm going to do it. I'm going to tell my wife, I cannot walk these dogs anymore. I've got to sleep.
Right.
Stacy recommended it. I'm doing it.
Here's the thing. The dogs will take care of themselves. Seriously.
They will clean it up when you get up.
I
think that people should give dogs more credit for their intelligence.
Yes.
They can walk themselves. They know where the house is.
Yeah.
But, right. You know, yeah, they'll be back at some point.
This.
Yeah, come on. Hey, you guys.
The food is here.
Where the food is, yeah.
Exactly, right.
Key and Peele, our guests here this morning from Comedy Central. Now, you get into the third season, and already, I mean, we're completely digging it, but I know that you had to start out the new season by apologizing. And when you did that for anybody named Aaron, obviously, you know, you're talking to somebody in a state with Aaron Rodgers in it.
Oh, yeah.
We would love to ask him sometime if anybody's ever called him Aaron, because that's the whole deal, is... did you really actually get some feedback from people named Aaron?
Oh, yeah, lots of feedback. Why don't you tell them, Jordan, about that amazing tweet after the the New England Patriots situation that happened earlier this year.
Oh, yeah, I mean, you done messed up, Aaron. That was basically the tweet. I was talking about Aaron Hernandez, of course.
Yes.
But no, we have a lot of white guys named Aaron will come up to us and act like we messed up the way their name is. We know they like it. We know they like being called Aaron. It's like the coolest thing that's ever happened to them. So I think maybe there is a tweet about Aaron Rodgers in order.
That might actually happen today. What a coincidence if that were to happen today.
Interesting. So now that leads us to this. You guys actually do read your tweets. I mean, that people send to you.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Where do we find you on Twitter?
I'm at Jordan Peele.
Okay.
And I'm at Keegan M. Key.
Okay.
All right. We're on it. Yeah, we got to follow
it. I already follow you, but, you know, just for their listeners, of course.
Yeah, check it.
Right, exactly, right.
Come on.
No, we do. Twitter, it's such a wonderful thing because it's not like it was in the old days, and you can, for a person to be able to actually talk to a fan whenever they want is pretty, I mean, the technology's there, and it's been a real big shift, I think, in how fans and performers relate to each other. It's really great.
And they can't stalk you. You know, you can talk to them, and they won't know where you are. You know, it's beautiful.
Exactly. Yeah. And if the guy plays your feet, you just block them or whatever, you know, which we don't have to do, which is because we have pretty amazing fans.
Oh, man.
Absolutely.
Hey, now, when you're putting together bits, how long does it take from start to finish coming up with the idea to actually creating one? Like, for example, when you did the one that was a takeoff of Les Mis on the new season, when you got it started last week here, how long does it take to do all that, you know, where you're doing one bit start to finish?
Well, that specific bit was brought to us by one of our writers named Becky Drysdale, who she introduced us many years ago. She wrote the words, and then we got this guy named Josh Funk, who does amazing music, And from start to finish for that, I mean, it would be a couple of months, really.
But yeah, about 2.5 months from start to finish, yeah. But it varies from scene to scene. Sometimes in the writer's room, a scene will come to us and it'll be perfect. You know, and we'll just go, that's great, that doesn't need a lot of rewriting. And then you kind of put it on the back burner until production rolls around. And then once we get into production, you know, a scene takes about, you know, half a day to shoot. But then after that, every scene has to go through, you know, all things that we don't understand, like color correcting and sound mixing and all the, you know, all these other things. So everything takes, the whole process for any scene, I would say, takes at least a month, depending on when we write it.
Wow.
That is amazing. Hey, and another thing is now the president. What, you guys, you've ran into the president, haven't you?
Oh, yeah. 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 In Los Angeles, yeah.
And so can you give us a quick little conversation of how that went when he you realized that he knew who Luther was, you know, the anger, basically, version of the president of the United States, you know?
Luther is, his anger translator.
Anger translator, yes.
That's right. And so when we met him, Luther, you know, he looks at Keegan, he points at Keegan and goes, you know, I need Luther. I need him. He actually said that, which was like the coolest thing in the world to us. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was unbelievable because it confirmed for us what we would, you know, what our dream was that, boy, it'd be amazing if the president himself could see this, because if he could see this, then we would have some barometer to know whether or not it is how he feels. Right. In some way, shape, or form. And for him to confirm that was amazing. It was really one of the greater moments of, I think, both of our lives.
Well, it's total confirmation, right?
Yeah, absolutely. That was it. That was what was so crazy. Because you dream up this really interesting concept for a scene, and you go, I mean, this is crazy. This is out there. I remember one day, Jordan, it's got to be like a year and a half ago now, you just looked me in the face and you said, he's going to see this. Jordan just had some kind of ineffable confidence. He's like, he's gonna see this. And then there he was on the Jimmy Fallon show talking about, well, these two guys, Key and Peele. It's surreal. Just surreal.
Oh,
can't even imagine.
Yep. That is
he also looked at me and said, this is the best compliment ever. He goes, you know, I do a pretty good impression of myself too.
There you go. I believe it. Oh, man.
Oh.
You have him so down, and we can't wait to see all the return characters and the new ones that are coming, because Key and Peele is on tonight, Comedy Central. And, hey, if you miss it, you're missing out on so much comedy. You guys are the best on TV. We love you.
We do love you.
Oh, thanks so much, guys.
Well, thank you.
And all right.
Thank you for doing radio. We really appreciate it.
Nice. Thank you.
Oh, yeah. Our pleasure.